beginning, and a new introduction to, if I may say so, the greatest superhero in history, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Memtesh Sharevino, and this parasha introduces to us a very, very interesting discussion Moshe Rabbeinu has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's an incredible amount of diyukim in this week's parasha, and there are many things that I'm sure you found difficult, and Bez Hashem there's quite a few very interesting pieces over here from the Malbim and from various others that will clarify some things. Moshe Rabbeinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Fine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu paints a picture of how he'll collect the Zakenim and he'll encourage them and tell them that the time has come to leave the oppression, to leave the slavery, and eventually reach such a stage HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take them out of Mitzrayim, and to an extent that he'll even give them the emotions of Mitzrayim will be totally in their hands. It'll find chein ha'om. It'll be a perfect exit. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, is doubtful. Vayan Moshe and Perik Dalud. Vayan Moshe vayomer vehein lo yaminu li. They won't believe me. Lo yishmu b'koli. They won't listen to my voice. Ki yomer lo nira lecha Hashem. Hashem didn't appear to you. He never came. It's not true. Yeah. Vayomer elot. Now the Chofetz Chaim, by the way, says this was lashon hara. The Medrash said that's lashon hara. Vehein lo yaminu li. They won't believe me. Should not have been said as a statement. It should have been said as a suspicion. Pen, perhaps they won't believe me. To say, and they will not believe me, he got an oynish for that. And he got an oynish, as he would describe now, is the oynish of tsaras. He got tsaras, and he got chased by a snake, which is also the element of Lashon Hara, that the snakes were Lashon Hara by Adam and Chava, right? There was an oynish here. But besides that, there's many, many other ideas behind the stick and the snake. Vayomer Elov, Hashem, Mazeh Beyodcho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's in your hands? Vayomer Mater, and he said it's a stick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, what's in your hands? What's the stick? Draw his attention to, look what you have. In your hand is a stick. Vayomer Mater, it says Mater. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, throw it down to the ground, and it turned into a Nochosh, and Moshe ran away. And Hashem said, take your hand, ve'echoiz biznovoi, and hold on, ve'echoiz means hold on to its tail. Ve'yishlach yodoi, and he sent his hand, ve'yachazik boy, and he grabbed it. Doesn't say he grabbed its tail, he grabbed it. Boy means it, yeah? Not his tail. Ve'yi lamate b'chapoim, back a stick into his hand. Leman yaminu ki nera Hashem alech Hashem nekeh avoysam, in order that you shall believe. Fine. Next one. Put your hand into your lap. Put his hand to his hand, and he took it out. And it came out like tsaras. Put your hand, in your lap, and said el chekecho. What's a el chekecho rather bechekecho? V'yoshev the el chekoi v'yotzei mechekev v'nishovikip. Sorry, it turned back into bosel. V'hoyim lo yamin alocha, doesn't believe this and doesn't believe that. What is the story over here? Why is it? Why dafka those two? What's the idea behind the snake? What's the idea behind the stick? What's the idea behind the tsaras? What's going on over here? So, firstly, the Malbim points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mazeh Beyodcho, what is this in your hand? Vayomer Mate, it's a Mate. Now he says there are actually three different names of calling something that ultimately really possesses the same qualities. Now you can have a piece of stick that can be named three different things. It can be called Mate, it can be called Mishantoi, and it can be called a Makel. Right? Now, but different needs. Mish'antoi, and he's leaning on his stick. Oid yeshvu, zkeinim, zkeinois, v'choy v'shushlaim, v'ish, what the apostle say, on mish'antoi, on his stick. V'choy, what's the lotion? Yeah, on his stick, leaning on his stick. That is when a person is weak or old, he leans al mish'antoi. Mish'antoi is a stick to lean on. A makal is something that is used to hit. Can you use the same stick? You can hit. Yeah? What they call it in South Africa, they call it a
cane.
No, they don't call it a cane. They call it a No. They call it in South Africa a special name that you, to hit somebody with, right? It's a special to hit. They used to hit the slaves, used to hit the animals. Right, it's a stick. And then there is a mate, A mate is what you'd call in Yiddish a Rebbe's stecken. Yeah, so the Rebbe in front there, he has a silver stick. It's not because he's old, and not because he's hitting somebody, it's because it's an element of kovod. A respectful person has a stick as an element of respect as kovod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, what is this in your hand? How do you term this? Is it something that you're weak? Moshe Rabbeinu had all these three things, by the way. He was an older man already. Yeah, he was a shepherd. He could have used it for his stick. And he was from the family of Levi. He was a choshever. He came from a very respectful family of Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, especially from Levi. So how do you term yourself, Rabbeinu Shleilam says? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're an honor from Kol Adam. But what's this in your hand? He said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I know what my position is in life. It's a mater. A mater means I know that I clearly have been chosen now for leadership. It's a mater. It's not a walking stick. It's not a stick to hit. It's a mater. It's a stick that represents gedula. A stick that represents leadership. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now, this stick represents leadership. I want to show you something very, very important with this stick. Take it and throw it to the ground. Take it and throw it to the ground. Which Moshe Rabbeinu did. In other words, he took a stick that represented godliness, that represented leadership, that represented Kedusha, and he went and he threw it to the ground. What happens when he let that stick left his hand? It turned into a snake. Now, what's the deep behind the snake? The Malbim brings down, in Bereshis, that there are three elements to the human, to a regular, I'm not sure whether it applies to all people, but certainly applies to a Jew. And that is the Isha and the Nochosh. Every person has it in them, the Isha and the Nochosh. Ish is the Chelik Elokai Mimal, the element of Neshama, the element of Seichel that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us, beyond the norm that would be expected of survival, of just being able to do the right or wrong. It is beyond that. That is represented by the Ish. Isha is a certain element there of knowing right and wrong. The basics, Bina Yisera, is a certain basics of knowing right and wrong, but not having this element of superiority, as it were, of connection with through Torah. A woman doesn't have to have this. A man has this connection through Torah. A woman has this basic common sense that therefore she doesn't have to keep as many mitzvahs because she has this direction that a man does not have. That is the Isha. And then there is the Nochosh. Nochosh is the element of Bahamias, the chelik of a person that draws him towards bad, draws him towards evil, draws him towards chet. That is the Nochosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I want to give you a lesson. I want to give you a very, very important lesson over here. You take that stick, which is elikus, which is adnus, which shows leadership. You leave that for 1 minute, and it goes on the ground, it turns into the very lowest part of who we are. It turns into a nochosh. It turns into chet. If you, at any time, neglect and leave go of who you are, and forget the gadlus of what a person is, it turns into a nochosh. And you can lose everything. However, the opportunity we have is to grab onto that nochosh, to grab onto that chet, to take the very lowest part of us, even grab onto the very tail of it. Grab onto the tail. Don't have to grab on too hard. Just touch the tail, just take it back again, and that will turn back into a stick. You'll get back your kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was not satisfied with holding onto the zonav, onto the tail. He wanted to make sure that when you have chet, you take it and you completely overcome it. Therefore, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you shall hold on to the tail. Yeah? The pasuk says, Shlach yodcho ve'echoiz biznovoy, hold on to the tail. Vayishlach yodoy ve'echazik boy. He didn't just hold on to the tail, he took it. Didn't take the tail, he took the whole snake itself and he grabbed onto it. Because it says when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Chet, I'm going to make sure that the Chet is overcome with my effort so much that I'm not relying on just holding onto the tail. I'm going to be a Chazik boy. I'm going to make sure that I grab on to it, that it turns back into the Kedusha. So the first message that Kodesh Baruch Hu had, besides obviously the Maisa Nes, that Kodesh Baruch Hu did to take something which is a Doimeim, which is, what's the word, doimame?
Inanimate.
And turn it into an animal, yeah? And to return that from an animate into a animal, that was a nace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the first message to the greatest leader in Klal Yisrael, that you have tremendous leadership, you have tremendous abilities, but if you let that go, if you don't focus on that, then that is going to turn into a snake. Be careful. That's the first message. The second message is the message of Tsaras. Now, what's Tsaras? So it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The Malbim brings a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Gam misrape b'malachdoi." So to a person who neglects his work, "Ach hu lebal mashchis." He is a brother to the one who that destroys. "Migdal oiz shem Hashem." The migdal oiz, the castle of strength that is a shame of Hashem, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So, obviously the nimshal of that is that there are two groups of people who are working for the king. There's one group of people, three groups actually, one group of people actually building up the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another group of people who are totally negligent. They're just sitting back, having their afternoon tea, smoking their cigarette, and then aren't working. And the third group is actually destroying what is being built. They're taking it and knocking down with hammers and with drills and knocking down what's being built. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, you should just know that the one who doesn't do any work at all is as bad, achhu, he is a brother, he's just as bad as that who destroys. Because not building in itself is destroying. Not fulfilling your potential in itself is the biggest destruction there is. And that is, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, that is a marshal brought over here with tzaras. What is tzaras? Tzaras is taking something healthy, and tzaras is like kemes, like it dies. Says the Pasuk, says beautiful, look how this goes into the Pasuk. "V'yoyim Hashem loy, oid hev inoyotcho b'chei kecho." Put your hands in your lap. When a person puts their hands in lap, it's like they're relaxing. Yeah? Instead of the hands moving around, they're relaxing, they're going into the lap. He put his hand in his lap. In other words, he stopped doing work. And he took it out. And his hand was full of tzaras. In other words, there was an element of misa due to the fact that he wasn't doing anything. The fact that Moshe was not actively doing something, there was a misa. Carries on the pasuk. "Vayomer hoshev yodchoi el chaykecho." Didn't say b'chaykecho. El chaykecho, el means the opposite. Put your hand, el chaykecho, which means put your hand opposite to chaykecho. Opposite to not doing something. Work and be positively active in making sure you don't do chaykecho anymore. "Vayoshev yodchoi el chaykecho." He put his hand back in the position of working in a way. I'm not sure how that fits into the, that literally means he moved his hand into his chaykoi in an active position, yeah? "V'yoytzioi," and he took it out, "mei chaykoi," he took it out from the position of chaykoi. Otherwise, what's the double loshon? Yeah, again, he said, "V'yoshio de el chaykoi, v'yoytzioi mei chaykoi." Why does he say it twice? So he put it el chaykoi, he did the opposite el chaykoi, and he took it out of the position of mei chaykoi, which is not doing work. "V'hinei shova kipsora," and it turned alive again. So the first message Kosh Baruch had for Moshe Rabbeinu was, if you drop the ball, if you drop the stick of leadership, it's all over, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's snakes. It's our biggest enemy. It's tumah. That's it. That's the first lesson. The second lesson Kosh Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu was that even not dropping something, but not actively involving yourself in something, not actively doing what you have to do, that itself, sitting back and relaxing, putting your hands in your lap, that is death. That is destruction. That is something that you have to know. As a leader, you have to know you've got to be always positively and actively involved. Those are the two Ramazim involved in that. Beautiful, beautiful how he fits it in. And he said, if you look in the Pasuk, again, it answers why it says, "Mazav yodcha mate." Yeah? It answers why the mate turned into, why Dafka the stick turned into a snake. Yeah? And why Dafka Moshe grabbed onto the body of the snake, not just held onto the tip of the end of the tail, and explains why it needed another ois after that, the idea of the tzaras. And these are what Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to tell Klal Yisrael. But I want to fast forward. Later on, in next parasha, we also have, and by the way, the parasha says over here that Moshe did that, and Klal Yisrael believed him, wherever it was. But next week's parasha, we have a very, very interesting, similar story over there. In Perek Zion, Pasuk Ches, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe el Aaron lemor, ki yedaber aleichem Paroi lemor," when Paroi, not Klal Yisrael, when Paroi will tell you to do something, and he will say, listen to this, "Tnu lochem moifes," translate, Tnu lachem moifes.
You were one of the signs.
What's lachem?
Yourselves.
Give to yourselves a moifes. Give to yourselves a sign. V'amar tel Aaron, and then you'll tell Aaron, kaches matcho v'hashech lifnei paro, and you turn into a snake. So here we have again a story with a stick turning into a snake. Asks the Mefarshim, why does a pasuk say, ki da be'aleichem parle moitunu lochem moifes, give to yourself a moifes? I know what we're doing. Tnu li moifes, give me a sign that Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to you that should tell Klal Yisrael out. Why tnu lochem moifes? Why tnu lachem moifes? A gavaldik akasha. Right? Fantastic. So I saw a very, very nice vort from Alexander Eber. And this took place in the background of a very, very dark period in Klal Yisrael's history. It's in the Warsaw ghetto when the Jews in 1941 were cramped to such an extent that there was, besides starvation, there were the mortality rate through to typhus and different kind of diseases, there were 6,000 people dying every single month. 6,000 people dying, not being killed, dying every single month. And between 4 and 5 in the morning, they'd come along with these wheelbarrows and they would cart these people off and bury them. It was a very, very difficult time. And the people who really, I mean, in truth, the people who kept them going and kept their spirit up was the Pietetzner Rebbe, the Ish Kodesh, and the Menachem Zemba and Alexander Rebbe, right? Alexander Rebbe, Shem Yikum Domi. Alexander Rebbe, on one Friday night during these parashas, when things were getting very, 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 very terrible, he brought in Klal Yisrael, he brought in his group of Yidden who came to his shul. He said, I want to ask you a kasha. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Lahagid baboike chazdecho v'menoscho v'leilos. Lahagid baboike chazdecho, to take in the morning chazdecho of your chesed, umnoscha and umnoscha and your emuna and your faith, baleilois. Now who are you speaking to? Lahagid baboike chazdecho, speaking of Kodesh Baruch Hu, lahagid baboike chazdecho, your chesed, umnoscha and your emuna, Kodesh Baruch Hu's emuna baleilois at night. So obviously, the day is referring to the times when Kodesh Baruch Hu is shining his light over us, where everything looks good, everything looks positive. And leilois is a time of darkness, a time of tsar, a time of golus. And certainly in the time of Rachman Litzlan in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1941. So, and your emunah by night. Who's emunah? Kodesh Baruch Hu's emunah. Umnoscha and your emunah. What emunah does the Kodesh Baruch Hu have? Our emunah and Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's umnoscha baleilos? So he says, very, very nicely, he says sometimes people, individuals do not believe how great our ava is between our Kodesh Baruch Hu and ourselves. We don't understand what greatness is lies within every single Jew. We don't realize that we as a nation can survive such terrible, terrible suffering. And as a nation we can afterwards, Rachman Litzlan, get a punishment and regrow and flourish again like we see Baruch Hashem today. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Ulmanoscha Baleilois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Emuna in us. Ulmanoscha Baleilois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Emuna in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has faith, not in himself, in us. That he knows the power of Klal Yisrael. He knows the godliness of Klal Yisrael. He knows the strength of how we can survive terrible, terrible things. That's Ulmanoscha Baleilois. That's Pshat. So he says, and therefore he says, what's the story with Paroi? Paroi, Klal Yisrael are suffering with koitzer ruach. What's koitzer ruach? Koitzer ruach, a shortness of spirit. They lack spirit. They lack the will to be able to understand that Klal Yisrael, even in this terrible slavery, have schusavus, have the ability to leave Mitzrayim and to become a chosen nation and get the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi, and Paroi says to him, and he says to Paroi, let us out of Mitzrayim. Paroi says, I don't see you being able to survive this. Who are you? You don't have self-respect. You don't have self-esteem. You don't have anything. You are somebody who can actually leave Mitzrayim. So Paroi says, give yourself a sign. Give yourself a sign. Let's see if you are able to inspire yourself. Let's see if you can do something. That's what Pasuk says. Tnu lachem moifes. Give yourself a sign. If you are able to inspire yourself, then I don't have a chance of holding you here. But if you can't inspire yourself, if you can't make yourself feel who you really are, there's no chance. You're wasting your time, you're wasting my time. Moshe Rabbeinu took the stick, which was godless, which was reimimus, which was leadership, and threw it on the floor, and it turned into a snake. That was a remez of Klal Yisrael's gadlus of their path of Ram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And when they're standing in front of Paro, if Nate Paro in front of Paro, the pasuk says, it turned into a snake, it turned into a nothing, it turned into an animal that is destructive and dangerous and poisonous. They don't have a future. However, they took it back, and it turned back into a stick again. They turned back into gadlus, they turned back into remez, they turned back into strength. That was to nula chem moifes. Inspire within yourselves the ability to understand who Klal Yisrael is, that we're able to survive the most difficult golus, most difficult nisyonos, because we are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what Pari expected, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea that we described beforehand, that the matter turning into the snake, was the idea that once you drop your leadership for a moment, then it turns into the chelik of the snake that is in within all of us. And also the idea as well of b'chikecho, once you put your hand in your lap, you're inactive, you aren't being proactive, you're not doing something, then just by merely putting your hand in your lap, which is not doing something, that turns into a misa, that turns into tsaras. Moshe Rabbeinu, be proactive. And then tnu lachem moifes, realize who Klal Yisrael is and our abilities to get out even the most difficult times, because we've been Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.